Shalom, shalom, family. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty the Rabble Rouser, coming at you from the Philadelphia area. Whoop, whoop. Missing Southern Belize and that sea breeze in the morning. But I'm having a wonderful time back home. And I'm looking forward to building, doing some incredible things here, as well as had my hands in a lot of pies there in Belize. So this morning, let's just get right to it. Y'all be glorified, magnified, and praised. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for two programs, the Sankofa League and Angel Afros, or Afro Angels. You'll be hearing more about those in the future, but you'll want to get involved however you can in those. I'm going to try to deal with some of these street kids in all around the continent of the motherland and give them some kind of future and a hope and purpose, give them something to do besides begging, right? And so let's talk about warfare. Now, I know that we often quote the scripture that our battles are not carnal but are spiritual. I know that we often quote that the battle is not ours, it belongs to the Most High. But this morning I was reading about David and Goliath. And, you know, when David went up against Goliath, Goliath was insulting the armies of Israel and our Elohim. He was insulting Yah. And so little David, this little teenager, he was only there to bring his brother's food and to check on his brothers and give report back to his dad how his brothers were. His brothers were grown and in the army. David was a kid. So when he heard this Philistine insulting the Most High and his armies, David said, oh, I'm going to deal with you today. So he asked around first. First, he asked around about what would be, you know, what are they going to do if I go down there and deal with him, right? Now, that's something that we can just talk about right there for a couple of minutes. The fact is, a lot of y'all are always, y'all so whatever, I don't even know what it is, holier than life itself, that you run around in life as if you're not looking for any reward for what you do. You're not looking for a return on your investments. And that's just foolishness. That is just plain foolishness. When you go and you put yourself in harm's way, you should know that there's a reason, there's a cause, and there's an outcome that you're seeking, and what those benefits are going to be. And you should be holding people accountable to that kind of stuff. So David went around and he found out, he asked around, well, what happens if I go deal with this guy, right? And so the troops told him, you know, they said, you know, the king will give him a daughter and blah, blah, blah. So now when David said he was going to go up against him, Saul said, look, you're a little kid, you know, here, at least wear my armor. Saul tried to put his armor on. David said, I can't do nothing with this stuff. I don't wear this stuff. This is not me, right? Now, the message in that is authenticity. You know the Most High has spoken to you and put you in a position to go and accomplish something. And then the people of the world are going to tell you that you have to be prepared the way that they all were prepared. And so what that'll do is that will take you out of your authentic space and have you trying to be somebody else and trying to do things somebody else's way, when the Most High have already proven to you that the way he operates through you is successful and will be successful. So while all of the armor of Saul was helpful to the average soldier and would have been helpful to Saul, it was a hindrance to David because David wasn't used to all that. So David had to take all that off, get his little staff and his little slingshot, what he was used to dealing with when he was out in the fields dealing with the sheep. He had to get to his authentic self, knowing that his authentic self had already defeated a bear, had already defeated a lion, because he moved with the spirit of Yah. So now he goes down and he says to this, when he takes off the armor and he gets his staff and his Slingshot. He says, I ain't tripping because the battle is not mine. This is Yah's battle. Now, by saying this is Yah's battle, did he turn around and leave and refuse to fight? Did he go somewhere and sit in a corner and pray, dear Lord, please deal with this uncircumcised Philistine because this is your battle? No, he did not. David took what he was familiar with. He walked in his authenticity and integrity, and he knew that what he was, what he had, what he was authentically was enough, going in the spirit of the Most High Yah, because the Most High would make it enough. That is what he means when he says the battle is not mine, but the Most High's. And so we know the story. He took the slingshot. He got his five smooth stones. First throw, bam, hit that sucker right in the forehead. Down he went. He didn't even have his own sword to go and take the giant's head off. He had to take the giant's sword from his dead body and behead him. Now, another thing that's important in that little story is David took spoil from the giant to himself before he reported to Saul. Some of y'all don't have sense enough to know when you need to take what's yours. I need you all to grow up in the spirit, because there's so much in this story that points to what you are doing wrong, because the church had led you astray. Paul's doctrine of demons and his synagogue of Satan have made you impotent for Yah. You ain't winning no battles because you scared to fight. And when you do fight, you're fighting in the ways of the world. And one of the ways of the world is through the understanding of the scriptures as taught by the organized church and these seminaries and these, when they ordain you, who ordains you? The Most High ordains. You don't have to go to some institution for the Most High to tell you that you're equipped for the job that he assigned you for. And it's a handicapping. And it has you all to run around here where now your lives, you think that you're walking after the Most High, but your lives don't resemble at all the lives of the chosen as is written. So you need to understand that authenticity, willingness to go up against those that might seem greater than you, might seem stronger than you, just for sake of the fact that they defy the name of the living Yahweh. You do not have to go and become the world to go up against them. All you have to do is walk in authenticity, knowing that the Most High will add his super to your natural, but you have to show up for the fight. You have to show up for the fight. You can't be hiding in your corner praying somewhere talking about the battles of the Lord's. And then when you go for the fight, you take your spoil. You take your spoil. Don't you be talking about, no, that's okay. You take what's yours. When the Most High gives you territory, you take it. When the Most High gives you spoil, you take it. And then another thing, we're not even going to get into that. We don't have time for that. We're going to leave that. We're going to call that a message. We'll call that a message right there. Authenticity, show up for the fight. Know that the Most High has already equipped you. Know that the Most High has already prepared you. Know that the Most High has already ordained you for that task. You do not now have to go and get the approval of man and the preparation that man says you're supposed to have in order to be able to do it. Because if they knew so much, you wouldn't have to do it. If Saul and them knew so much, when David showed up, the giant would have already been slain. David was not only wise and courageous, he was authentic. So this is my call out to you all to be authentic in Yah and leave these ways of the world, including what the church has taught you. Leave that stuff along the wayside, because it's not going to help you. It's just a hindrance. So may Yah be glorified, magnified, and praised. I hope that this blesses somebody. Thanks for listening, you guys. It's your girl, Empress Jetty, the Rabble Rouser. I'm out. By the way, go by the YouTube page and listen to the playlist entitled The Culture, some original songs by me, if you'd like to help me turn those into real songs, if you will, or if you'd like to work with me as an artist, let me know. Word, word, bless.